Matt Dolch back with you for the final time with our International Study Travel Seminar with Nebraska Lead Class 33 from New Delhi, India. Joining me to round out our experience to India, Nepal, and the United Arab Emirates is the director of the Nebraska Lead Program, Terry Haney. Terry, what an experience we've had.
Oh, it certainly has been, Matt. You know, we look back when we started on January 4th and traveling to the United Arab Emirates for 3 days, a couple days in Nepal, the last 11 or 12 here in India, so many experiences, so many memories. It's about to come to an end. We'll be traveling back to the USA.
We just had our final team debrief here and went through some of the challenges, things we learned and gleaned from the countries that we can really take back to our home communities as we work with service in Nebraska moving forward. What were some of the challenges that you saw our group face, or a challenge, and how you saw our team grow?
What I saw, Matt, was the diversity of the countries that we visited. You know, they're not like what we're used to in the United States of America. We saw different religions, different cultures, different practices, different agricultural practices. I mean, it really stretched the comfort zones of the lead fellows, and I think that brought them together as a team. They needed to lean on each other. They needed to work cooperatively the last couple, almost three weeks to get through this, and in a positive way. You know, that's what part of being a leader is to work with those around you and draw on their strengths to make you better.
As we look at this one in particular, is there a certain challenge that stands out above the rest as you experience the team in the country?
Well, you know, traveling, when we were in Amritsar, we went to the Golden Temple, and of course the walk up the street, you know, was interesting to say the least, but also the experiences within the Golden Temple, a religion much different than what we're used to, things that we had to do to meet their standards as visiting there really stretched the comfort zone of the lead fellows. But, you know, with intestinal fortitude, they did what they needed to do. They did it with respect. You know, they put their best foot forward. They're better because of it. And, you know, they had to really rely on each other to get through that experience.
As we look at this as a capstone for the two-year program and the opportunities that it provides, what do you think or hope that this will take back to Nebraska for these lead fellows in order that they might better the state?
Well, you know, one of the big overarching goals that I have for them as they travel internationally is that, you know, they really realize that people are the same everywhere. They have the same goals. They want to take care of their family. They want to put food on the table, educate their children, have good jobs. You know, people really aren't that much different. People get along with each other. It's governments that sometimes get in the way. I want these lead fellows to understand, though, that governments are of the people. We the people. And that's where the change comes. Being we the people makes the difference in the future, and that we do have a voice in our country, and that we can build better relations with countries around the world and make this a lot better place to live.
Ready to head home tomorrow?
Absolutely. You know, it's great to travel internationally. I've enjoyed traveling with Lead 33, but you know, there's something about the United States of America that brings that patriotic feeling back to all of us as we travel back.
Well, we know this certainly isn't possible without the folks supporting us back home. There's a lot of individuals that help you make this possible as well.
Well, the members of the Nebraska Agricultural Leadership Council Board of Directors, all of their members, our sponsors, supporters, of course, Vice Chancellor Ronnie Green and the Institute of Agriculture and Natural Resources at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. And we're indebted to all of those people. They make this possible, and our gratitude, our thanks to them for helping us out.
I remember a meeting prior to our departure that Ronnie Green told us that this would be an assault on our senses. I think his advice was very accurate.
Yes, we were ready for anything, and we certainly had everything thrown at us. We came out of it smelling like a rose.
Well, from the slowest, fastest city that I've ever been a part of here in India, in New Delhi, I'm Matt Dolch for Nebraska Lead Class 33 in the International Study Travel Seminar, visiting with Lead Director Terry Haney. We'll see you stateside here in just a few hours from New Delhi, India. Again, Matt Dolch.